I'm Steve Curwood with an encore edition of Living on Earth. A handful of scientists around the world is leading the high-tech effort to keep the planet's most endangered animals from going extinct. These reproductive physiologists encounter failure far more often than success. But when success does come, it can make headlines. One of the leaders in this field is Dr. Barbara Durant of the San Diego Zoo. From member station KPBS in San Diego, reporter Eric Anderson has this profile.
Behind the scenes of the giant panda exhibit at the San Diego Zoo, keeper Dallas Ripsky pulls down a large metal latch, opening a door to a car-sized cage on wheels. She urges the zoo's female panda to enter.
Come on, Bayoun.
The 215-pound Bayoun waddles into the squeeze cage, sniffing for the apple and carrot snacks that she knows are coming. This morning, Ripsky has company.
Hello, Bob.
Since the giant pandas first arrived from China 4 years ago, Barbara Durant has been a regular visitor. On this morning, she's here to check in on the first-time mom. Barbara and Dallas use a noisemaker and the lure of food to position the black and white bear.
The other way.
See?
Come over here.
She says, no, that's not the way we do it, Dallas.
Okay. Well, we're going to do it this way today.
Bayoun sits up and eagerly accepts a freshly cut carrot. Durant kneels at the side of the cage. She has no trepidation about putting her hands inside, even though the seemingly cuddly animal sports huge claws and formidable teeth. Durant is here to collect a pap smear. She puts a medical Q-tip on the end of a glass tube and reaches into the cage. Bayoun is sprawled on her back with feet spread, but the panda is far more interested in the carrots than helping Durant.
Down, all the way down. I'm going to strap that leg to the side of the squeeze. We'll put you in some stirrups. B, all the way down.
No. Doggone it. She got it again. All right, let's try one more up.
Okay.
I think I can. This one's okay, I think.
Durant says the birth of Bayoun's cub, Hua Mei, in 1999 was the highlight of her scientific career. Captive births are crucial for the future of the black and white bears because habitat destruction has reduced the number of wild pandas to less than 1,000. Her colleagues jokingly call her Hua Mei's dad, and last year she got cards on Father's Day. That's because Durant was responsible for harvesting sperm from the reluctant male Shishi and artificially inseminating Bayoun at precisely the right moment. No small feat, considering that pandas go into heat only a few days each spring. In tribute to that accomplishment, Durant's ordered but cramped office, which she shares with several of her technicians, is filled with panda knickknacks. But it's a small handful of gag gifts that quickly draw a visitor's eye, a ceramic sperm bank, a wind-up sperm toy, and a small brass statue of two rhinos locked in a mating embrace.
I've been a reproductive physiologist for 21 years, and there's absolutely nothing that anyone can say that will embarrass me anymore.
But that wasn't the case when she arrived at the zoo as a young and shy postdoctoral researcher in 1979. Back then, she says mischievous animal keepers did everything they could to embarrass her, and they succeeded. Now, Durant keeps things in perspective.
Collecting semen from a bull elephant, for instance, is very serious business and also a little frightening. But when you go back and review the photos that people have taken while you're very earnestly doing this procedure, you find that you have to laugh. It's pretty ridiculous.
That's one reason she can talk candidly about her latest project with the giant pandas. Recently, she's been working with Shishi in hopes of collecting a sperm sample, much the way she does with some of the zoo's other endangered animals, without anesthesia. Back at the panda exhibit, keeper Dallas Ripsky calls out to the aging male.
Come on, Shishi! Shishi! Good boy! You miss your smarty pants.
Here
he comes. Shishi plops down and watches as Durant pulls out a small medical vibrator.
You hear this?
Did he ever touch it with his nose?
Yeah.
What'd he do?
Nothing.
Already doing the Indian seat.
Good boy.
Shishi hasn't responded yet, but Durant hopes that will change. That's because there's always a risk when an animal is anesthetized. So right now, Durant is only able to harvest panda sperm when vets knock the bear out for a medical procedure. That's particularly frustrating because the aging Shishi holds a special place in the captive panda community.
Genetically, he's very, very valuable because he's a wild-caught animal. He would be known as a founder animal. It's the assumption that we have to make that they are the most genetically diverse.
The giant pandas have landed most of the headlines, but Durant's work doesn't stop there. She's helped bring hundreds of threatened species into the world, including rhinos, birds, snakes, and cheetahs. In fact, the San Diego Wild Animal Park's cheetah breeding program is one of the most successful in the world. At the cheetah compound, a handful of cats are lounging in the midday sun. Large wire-enclosed pens surround a small stand of thatch-roofed buildings and trailers. Keeper Therese Everett has just mixed a specially enhanced meal for one of the pregnant cats, and with food in hand, it only takes a moment to get the cheetah's attention.
Wait. Okay. Good girl.
Keepers, veterinarians, and Durant are working together to maximize the cat's breeding cycles. Because their numbers in the wild are dwindling, there's a sense of urgency to bring new cheetahs into the world. The team says it can't rely on natural breeding patterns because they don't guarantee conception. Near the center of the compound, where an industrial-sized outdoor refrigerator hums in the background, Durant leans over a row of wooden crates. Always looking for a better technique, she's now in the process of trying out a new cheetah breeding box. It's a handmade wooden crate that stands about 3 feet tall. One side is open and the other closed, except for a small hole.
And someone will be dropping cheese down through this hole.
The food will keep the cheetah busy and minimize risk to keepers.
He'll be preoccupied with eating the cheese. And then we can come around this way and put an artificial vagina on him.
Durant says each animal has to be treated as an individual. For instance, there's a mandrill at the zoo that has developed, shall we say, an interest in humans with a certain hair color. When keepers visit him for a sample collection, they make sure there's a blonde in the crew for the baboon to focus on. Durant says you can tell a lot about her life by her first memory. It's of the family dog. That early affinity for the animal world was with her as she grew up and wandered the wooded hills of upstate New York. Her passion eventually led her to study animal science in college.
That's all about domestic animals, which I also like, but I couldn't see myself working to increase reproduction in domestic animals just then to send them all to the slaughterhouse.
She says it was her first look at a microscopic mouse embryo that cemented her desire to become a reproductive physiologist. Despite her groundbreaking research with many endangered species at the zoo, Durant is likely to be remembered publicly for her work with giant pandas. Her scientific legacy, however, is much larger, but it's located in a small room near her office. There, she keeps a modern version of Noah's Ark.
This is the frozen zoo. It's a little cold in here. We like to keep it that way, but the freezers also keep it that way. You can see a large tank outside the window, and that's our store of liquid nitrogen.
The nitrogen cools 8 waist-high freezers that ring the small chamber. Durant leans over and unseals the top of one of them.
You have to be very tight, very strong. There.
As she lifts one of the garbage can-sized lids, a 6-inch deep fog covers the room's floor.
Inside we have these racks, these aluminum racks, and in each rack we have boxes. You can hear the liquid running off the boxes. And within each box there are 100 samples. I have to put this right back down into the liquid because we don't want these samples to warm up.
The samples represent sperm and eggs from more than 250 endangered species. Durant uses some of them for her current reproductive work, but perhaps more importantly, she's also using part of each sample to develop methods to safely freeze, store, and thaw each species' sperm and eggs. For instance, 2 years ago, no one was freezing panda sperm, so Durant had to figure out how to do it. She had to pick a solution, a cryopreservative, to freeze the sperm in, and then work out a host of other factors.
how long we will cool the sample before we freeze it, how fast the freezing rate can be, how fast the thaw rate can be, and what we have to do after the sample is thawed to get that cryopreservation out of the solution because it's toxic to the sperm.
Her frozen zoo collection is pretty impressive. With more than 19,000 samples, Durant says there's enough material here to keep reproductive physiologists busy for decades after she's gone. Despite a career firmly rooted in the reproductive world, Durant has no children. That may seem ironic, perhaps, until she's asked why.
The reason that we have so many endangered species is because we have way too many people. That is the core of every extinction that we're experiencing now, the human population.
Durant's next major project centers on the giant pandas. This spring, she'll try to make sure that Bayun conceives again. Despite the zoo's best efforts to recreate an environment that's the panda equivalent of soft lights and music, the male Shishi has shown no romantic interest in his mate. That means Durant will likely be called upon to step in where nature has fallen short. For Living on Earth, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.
This update from the San Diego Zoo, Dr. Durant has now managed to artificially inseminate Bayun the panda a number of times in recent months, but it's too soon to tell if the bear is pregnant.